And now a message from the National Entitolitis Foundation.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Dobbs. By the time you see this, I will have passed. The killer what took me is entitolitis. No one knows where entitolitis comes from or what entitolitis is, but entitolitis kills. So please, if y'all could sponsor an entitolitis volunteer on the annual Talk Backwards for one day to raise awareness about Entitolitis Day, I'd greatly appreciate it. Also, if y'all are going to be in a crowd, y'all wear condoms in both your ears. I think it's funny.
David Cross.
Well, America, you asked for it. You told HBO, we want to see a sketch show hosted by two people we've never seen before.
And that's us. So here we are.
Whatever. Now you're probably asking yourselves, what is this show? Well, it's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, so let's start. We need a suggestion for a show. Anybody a suggestion for a show? Anybody at all?
Over here. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have an idea. What if for your show you guys played different characters?
Thanks. Good. Great suggestion, moron.
Bob,
what?
You can't insult people like that. Run out right off the bat. I mean, you know, they don't know who we are.
Okay. All right. You're right. Let's show them why HBO gave us this show. Let's knock them on their asses.
Yeah.
You brought your asses, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a little ass knocking.
You
all right.
Start.
Okay, we'll taste. I will now do a selection from my one-man show, Hitler Sings.
When will I be special? When will I be someone who's loved for me?
If I stumble upon a me at the door, will I open it wide or close it and look through the peephole? I want to.
Folks, there's something you should know about David Cross. He attended public schools, and he confuses Hitler with Anne Frank. David Cross, everyone! I would now like to recite the names of all the states in 18 seconds. You'll time me?
You got it.
Okay, you ready?
I'm just going to wait for it to go back around.
Okay. How much time we got?
About 55 seconds.
Why don't you just start it on the 15?
Go! Illinois, Indiana! Winkerton, Tassini, Chim Chim. Yeah, got it, son! Did it! Yeah, yeah! He was bigger than that, buddy!
Yeah.
Look at him! Woo! Oh. Look at him go!
All right.
Bob missed his first day of school, and he never really caught up, so he thinks there are only five states, you know, and that one of them is named Chim Cham. So,
yes!
Doesn't make so
yes!
Bad. Yeah! All right! Woo! Way to go, buddy! Yeah! Congratulations.
Bob and David, I had another idea.
Yeah, what is it?
What?
What if, instead of making it up as you went along, you had a script for the show, and you did, like, tested material. Ow.
What? You know what? You just wrote your ticket out of here.
Right, get him out of here, and his friend, too.
Ow, hey, I didn't...
Bye.
Goodbye.
I didn't do nothing. Mr.
Right,
show,
with him.
Mr. Blow's more like it. Yeah, stupid I didn't do shit. Bye.
Wow, Bob and David have really changed, huh?
Now, fuck that. Who wants to see their dumbass show anyway?
I did. but not anymore. They used to be nice guys, but now that they got this Mr. Show, it's like gone to their head.
Yeah, they think they're Ronnie fucking Dobbs.
Please don't swear.
Nah, nah, nah. Hey, Stevie! All right, party time! Hey, see you later, you sack of shit! Boom! Party time!
What about Ernie?
Shut the fuck up, man. You want him to hear us? Fuck you, asshole!
Wow, he's really changed. He used to be a nice guy, but now he's kind of mean. Wow, look at those leaves. Oh, they've really changed. Hey, a caterpillar. Oh, he's really changed. Now he's a butterfly. He thinks he's so big. Oh, man, look at that traffic light. Oh, wow, it's really changed.
Hey, Father Jim, how are you?
T-ball!
Gina!
Hi!
Oh, what a beautiful new apartment!
Hey, Father Jim? Hey, Father Jim, you allowed to drink seltzer water?
After 5 p.m.
Oh. Boy, you know, it's so nice to know a thoughtful, progressive priest. Honey, do you know that he took the church youth group to see Forrest Gump?
Yes, well, I think that Gump is a role model for teens and sweetly retarded people and society as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I say? Gump for president.
What if that happened? Oh, my goodness.
Shut up, man. You don't know shit about dick.
Hey,
about
come
that?
On. Sorry, guys. Gary overheard me talking about the party, and I had to pick him up.
Hey! I'll bet any of you lame-ass motherfuckers a cigarette. I can eat all the butts in this ashtray.
That's okay, Gary.
Yeah.
So, what's this I hear about a guitar mask?
Oh, two of them. An acoustic and a heavy metal.
Oh, it's like Lollapalooza.
Yeah! Did it! Pay up! You owe me a cigarette!
All you had to do was ask.
Hey, guess what? I don't even smoke, dumbass.
Sorry, language? Sorry, Father.
Look upon the corn and the wheat, for even the chaff has its place.
All right. This is it. You fuckers are going to believe it now. Okay. $20. Says I can balance this glass on my nose for an hour.
No, Gary, what are you doing?
That's their glass.
Oh, thank you very much.
Gary, what are you doing?
Get out of the king of the party.
No,
everybody
you're not.
Knows it.
Yo, they don't.
All right, Gary, here's the bet. If I can eat all this broken glass in my hand, you all have to be my personal slaves for a year.
Just no! Get out!
Is he eating it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's his tongue. Okay, now get me a beer, slave.
I'm not your slave. I never agreed to your stupid bet.
I'll get him a beer.
No,
yes, actually, I think I'm obliged to. Gina, Lynn, Stevie. Earlier, when he bet us that he could eat the ashes, no one agreed to his bet. But upon succeeding, he was rewarded one cigarette.
Well, no, I didn't.
In doing so, a precedent was set. An implicit agreement that no direct negative acknowledges acceptance of his bargain.
Now get me a BS name.
Yes, sir. Here you go.
Ah, goodness, babe.
All right. Now let's talk about a comedy mass with you as the MC.
Slave, I'm hungry. I want a banana.
They're right there.
I'll get one.
No, slave.
Pick me up and carry me there.
Father, no.
Really? I must.
Gary.
For the Samaritan must fulfill his duty. Now, what about a puppet mask for the kids? The little
ones. Put me down. I'm kind of bored right now, slave. I want to be entertained. Entertain me with a banana.
No.
It'll just be a moment. Yes.
stick it in your butt crack.
Gary!
And tell everyone you were born out of Satan's ass.
Oh, no, please don't.
I hate the black, say the word!
Yes, sir, yes, sir. I was born out of Satan's ass.
Do a dance. Dig it up. Do a jig.
I was born out of Satan's ass. I was born out of Satan's ass.
Strip naked.
I was
strip naked. Slave. Oh, slave. Strip
but
naked.
I have your voice. What's so funny?
We had this great idea a couple weeks ago to make you agree to be his personal slave for 1 year.
What?
We got the whole thing on video. Look up there.
Huh?
Come on, let's watch it. Come on.
Oh. Oh, can I take the banana out? I guess I should be upset. But when life gives me lemons, I make lemonade. If I ask for a glass of water and somebody hands me a glass full of sand, I turn it over, make a sandcastle, and pretend I'm the king. If somebody throws a rock at my head, I pretend the bruise is a faded tattoo and that I was once a sailor and ran a sweatshop in Singapore. I'm not too proud of that time in my imaginary life, but I'm comforted in the knowledge that my friends who made me stick a banana in my crack feel even worse.
Oh, man, that's great. What else you got, man?
Let's see. True murders, faces of people crying, defective cribs, faces of confused elderly. Oh, check this one out. Convenience store security cam fine.
All right, so I just put the wax on and then ripped the hair right out, huh?
All right.
You know best. Why don't you take a picture? It will last longer. Jag off.
I just need change for a dollar. I just need quarters. I'll just go across the street.
Next.
What was all that about? Are you closed?
I was on my break.
Okay. I just need change for a dollar.
Change for a dollar?
Yeah. Quarters, mostly.
Quarters, you want quarters? Let me think. Change. Tell you what. I'm going to have to ask my boss.
Okay. Oh, what did he say?
I went the wrong way.
The hell do you mean you're taking it away? Yesterday I was the world's greatest grandpa. Today I'm not. But I've used the mug already. Hold on.
What? What is it, Pete? There's a man out front who wants to know if he can get change for a dollar.
Change?
Yeah. Quarters mostly.
I'm going to have to call you back. I got a situation here with a... Huh? Hello? Hung up. Change?
Yeah, for a dollar.
Well... I'm going to have to call Albany.
You?
Mr. Spivey, please.
Hey, Danny, what's up? I'm in a hurry.
I got a fella here who wants change for a dollar.
Ooh, change for a dollar. Wow.
right. Let me think. All right.
I'll tell you what, Danny. I'm going to have to call the big guy.
All right.
God damn it.
Damn it! God! What is it? I'm on vacation.
I'm sorry, sir, but there's a man in our Worcester store who wants change for a dollar.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm sorry I snapped at you. Change, huh?
For a dollar.
Damn it, it's too late to fly back. All right, I have to think. Phil, 1 second. Okay, I'm gonna have to call you back. All right?
President of the United States.
Shithead, it's Kyle.
Dumb fuck, how's the gall?
Stop needling me, you prick. Look, some asswipe at my Worcester store wants change for a dollar. What should I do?
No.
No?
Tell him no.
Thanks, asshole. Then fuck you. No.
No. Yes, yes.
McGinty's open 4 days.
No. Tell him no.
All right, no. No. Tell him no.
All right.
No. Okay.
I'm sorry, they didn't have any.
Well, did you ask for quarters, most of quarters?
I did. Quarters mostly, I said.
Well, I mean, did you check with the manager?
I did. The guy checked, and he called someone.
That don't do me no good, though. I ain't got no quarters anymore, huh? Johnny?
Terry?
I remember the first time I met Ronnie Dobbs. At the time, I was a cameraman for a popular TV show about the Coppers.
Naughty boys! Naughty boys!
A lot of times you get there, they're drunk, and it's the third time we've been here this week, it's like arresting a couple of 9-year-olds.
She's a professional allergist!
Yeah, that's good. Great. Well, you be a professional, move back 2 feet.
Now, what's going on here?
I gave him money to go to the food circus and get the macaroni and cheese. So what did he do?
He takes
the money and go drink it again.
Did he hit you?
Nothing remarkable, really. But then, 3 weeks later, and hundreds of miles away...
That's a runny guy.
That's all behind me. I've cleaned up.
Calm down.
I cleaned up, and I'm good.
What's that?
Oh, Ronnie.
Okay, let me explain it, okay? I was standing here minding my own business, doing my work, and then a man came up to me with a scar. He had a big old scar, and he came up to me and he was like, "Hey, man," he put that in my pants, and "hold on to this for me." I was like, "What's all that about?" And he ran off before I could see he had a scar, and there it goes!
Right.
There goes the first train off the street! Catch him now!
Go on, Ronnie! You are so stupid!
Hope you happy, bitch, you stupid, dumbass bitch! Hey, y'all got y'all cameraman! Y'all got y'all cameraman!
2 weeks later, another city, an increasingly familiar face.
There he is! I got him!
Y'all done fit!
What's this white stuff?
And I was baking for my mama!
Ron Will Quincy Dobbs was like a magnet for police. A drunken, loud magnet.
Okay, I'm sure that was, fellas. You see
I put together a tape of Ronnie's finest moments and shopped it round Hollywood. a hungry producer, convinced Ronnie to get arrested exclusively for us, in a scene which the network deemed not funny enough for you, hence this montage.
Sir, don't make me shoot you, sir.
Don't
come on down.
Don't make me shoot you!
Ronnie was a natural-born drunk.
Man's best friend is a dog, and this is my dog, and I made my best friend a sweater.
He never needed a second take, and he soon got himself arrested in every state in the union.
All I want is to lose.
We had to take him out of the country.
Get your friend with my friend, you're saying?
Because with a banger,
speak English, my partner.
After that, the only place left was outer space.
We have one, Ronnie Dobbs.
Yo, get off me!
Ronnie's face was everywhere, and his name on everyone's lips.
All right, but Ronnie, weren't you actually going to do a special where?
Y'all are brutalizing me. Police brutality.
Guilty, yeah, but he knows it. And you're guilty, you don't know it. So, you know, who's really in jail? You know?
Ronnie got himself a new Hollywood house and a new Hollywood wife, and then Ronnie forgot what got him there.
How y'all doing? Y'all know Rhonda?
Yes, we do. Hi, Ronnie. How are you today?
Arrest me, officer.
For what? What did you do? What's going on?
Well, I'm not wearing a shirt. So, fuck you, pigs!
That's very funny, Ronnie. Would you mind signing this for my nephew, Neil? I would really appreciate it.
Ronnie couldn't get arrested in this town or any other town, and I intended to find out why. Ronnie! 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 Ronwell! Ronnie! Terry.
I thought you was in Hawaii.
A lot of people think a lot of things about Hawaii. Ronnie, I'm going to put it to you bluntly. How long have you been not drinking?
Terry, I drink all the time. You know me, come on.
No, you come on, Ronnie. What's in this?
Terry, come on, that's for cocaine.
Bullshit, Ronnie. It's fucking baking soda. Ronnie, I'm going to read you a letter I received the other day. Dear Mr. Dobbs, my name is Lamar. I am 8 years old. I am your biggest fan. How come you are not so drunk anymore? What's wrong? Are you sick? My daddy says you were never really drunk, but just a Hollywood phony. I told him he was wrong and he beat the shit out of me. Love, Lamar. P.S. Please start drinking again soon, Ronnie. I've got 12 sacks on these back at my office. Look in the mirror. What do you see?
A monster.
But I don't care. I don't care. People don't know how hard it is, Terry. They don't know what it takes to put on these little shows. I mean, Jesus, Bob, look at our working conditions. I mean, fuck, HBO spent more money on Fraggle Rock. Look at this place. You know, this is supposed to be a mansion. Look at this. What, does Steve and Edie have a yard sale or something? Look at this. We're performing in a restaurant, for Christ's sakes. Here, show them. Here. Look at that. Look at this, everybody. It's right there. Wingdings and things. $350. Isn't the reason we're down here and living in this shitty city because there's studios everywhere? Okay, good. All right. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Terry. But Ronnie Dobbs has to do what's best for Ronnie Dobbs. And if that means drying out with Kelsey Grammer, then so be it. You know what you are, Terry?
British?
You're an enabler. You are an enabler. Now get out of my house! Yeah, go on and leave, you British frog! We parted ways, and I was at a loss as to how I would make more money off Ronnie. And then, a stroke of luck, he died. And I sold his life story to the movies.
You?
Terry!
Ronnie, I can't believe this! It is you!
How far we've fallen.
Oh, we can still do it, Ronnie. You and I together. Come on, we'll buy a bottle of cheap wine. We'll raise a ruckus.
No. I did not want to have to reveal this to you, but...
What's this? Doctor's note? You're dying.
I'm dying. I've got incinerated.
Damn, it's incinerated. How serious is it, Bob?
They say I could go at any minute.
Oh! No.
I'm all right.
Can we stop that? Run!
For 2 hours, and I set a new world's record for screaming. I received a letter from the president and a baked carrot from the Society for Unpleasant Gifts. I opened a screaming school in upstate New York.
And time!
Really?
Yeah, the lady said 30 minutes.
All right, let's check. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, baby, come on.
Guys, check this out.
The pants work.
Tonight's show was brought to you by O. Henderson's Incubation Pants. Dark, warm, with plenty of egg room. O. Henderson's, the pants that get you chicks.